This is Arsene Wenger. Welcome to FIFA Training Center.
You're listening to FIFA Insight Live, a Training Center podcast. Throughout the 2022 FIFA World Cup in Qatar, we are taking you inside the game like never before. This fly-on-the-wall audio experience is putting you inside the car with our team of experts as they travel to all 64 matches at the FIFA World Cup. The final whistle is blown in the game between Argentina and Saudi Arabia. You're now entering the minds of some of the world's finest football brains.
What a stadium, what a game, and what a start to day three of the FIFA World Cup here in Qatar. My name's Chris Loxton. Joining me in the car is Farid Mondragon, Sunday Olise, Alberto Zaccaroni, and Elliot Stornell, our football performance analyst. Guys, we've just driven past Lusail Stadium on the way to our next game, but we've just witnessed probably the first upset of the FIFA World Cup Qatar 2022, with Saudi Arabia beating Argentina, one of the pre-tournament's favourites, 2-1. Mr. Alberto Zaccaroni, tell me about Argentina.
Argentina has sbagliato.
Well, Argentina, they heard India in the way they decided to go about the game. And they scored without being deserving that in it, but they did not react, did not rejoice, because they were not good mentally. Mister says from his experience, the way they decided to approach the match, they erred in it. They were totally wrong. And in football, when you err, when you start a game at this level, it's difficult to get yourself back on track. Well, he had expected to see them come out in a 4-2-3-1 formation, only for them to come out with a 4-4-2, and they had really hoped to carry the day with their kind of like with their individual capabilities. When they're in possession, when they went into possession, they had the tendency, even when they went into attacking format in front, way up in front, the defense line did not move up with the strikers or the attack, and that way the team was outstretched, leaving so much space for the Saudi Arabians to go into attack and use the space. Well, he said most of the sections in the game were not really up to it, but the most decisive faulty part was the midfield, that they were not really moving up with the attack also. So there was no really, the team was not coordinated.
Fantastic. Well, Alberto, when we came out the stadium, you said to me, I have no words to describe the Argentina performance, but I'm pleased you found some, because it would have been not such a good podcast episode with a big silence. So let's pass over to Elliot. Maybe you have some numbers to back up some of the elements we've just heard there.
So some stats from the first half, especially for Argentina. They made 16 defensive line breaks, of which 9 of those were over the team shape. If we compare that to the end of the game, they made 27, so it just goes to show that in the second half they had a bit less success getting in behind of Saudi Arabia.
So Sunday, tell me, you were focusing on Saudi Arabia. We saw them play a high line. Maybe that feeds into why in the first half there were so many defensive line breaks.
It's unbelievable but true. I feel the Saudi Arabians just played the game of their lifetime. This is the best game Saudi Arabia has ever played in its history, in my opinion, because it had every element of world-class football, and doing it against a world-class team. They were compact. They were compact to the point they knew that the opposing team had an exceptional player. So what did they come out with? They were compact tactically. They also always stood in a position in triangles. That took away the depth, penetration opportunity for the Argentine team. And one thing that they did that really, really drove the Argentines crazy, they knew Messi was there. They did not bother to go on a man-on-man on him. They let the Argentines, whenever they had the ball, they pressed them one versus one, doubled them up, and at times they even tripled them up. They cut away the space, and when they had the ball, simply they played out into space with the triangles, with players. They defended in anticipation, and by defending anticipation, that means that each time the ball is played, to an Argentine player, there's a player who's already expecting the ball to be played to him. So at the moment the ball is traveling to the Argentine player, he's also traveling. So the Argentine player has two things to do now: control, and at the same time cater for the man who's coming. Normally at this high level you're able to do it, but they were doing it constantly well. And what made it difficult for the Argentines to play was not only because they were having a bad day, or they were not at the best, but it was because the other team was well-rounded, defensively, offensively, and mentally. They were so aggressive, we should look at the number of yellow cards they received. They did not care. They just wanted to have a result.
Elliot, what stats do we have on the pressure from Saudi Arabia?
Thanks, Chris. So we have the Saudi Arabians making 518 pressures, and what I thought was really interesting, out of the top 10 players ranked for applying pressure, the Saudi Arabians had 8 players feature in this list.
Wow, great, amazing stuff. Farid, before we talk about the Alois, the Saudi Arabian goalkeeper, this was the stadium that the final will be played in. Tell me about the atmosphere that we witnessed this afternoon.
Fantastic, unbelievable. Positive surprise from the Saudi Arabia fans, not only because of numbers, but how loud they were, and they were animating the team during the whole game, especially when they were 1-0 down. So it was, I think until now, the games that we had the chance to assist, it was the best atmosphere that we have experienced, and the stadium is totally beautiful, impressive.
And talk me through Alois. I mean, we saw on the screen around 85 minutes that it came up 80% save rate. He got the man of the match as well. So talk me through his performance.
I think he was, first of all, very intelligent, very proactive, backing his defense, a defense that plays very, very high in a strict line, and therefore you need to be very concentrated and playing far away from your goal. That's difficult, that's risky, but when you are doing it as he did in a very correct way, it helped the team very, very much. 2-3 very good saves, some of them more spectacular than the others. But I think he supported well. At defense, especially his two central defenders were very, very fast and going running backwards. So it's the most difficult thing that you make in football. So he supported his team with save, with crosses, with character, with personality. Unfortunately, the action where he crashes with his own teammate. But this is part of the job, you know. You have to go and pick that crosses and go and punch the ball and get anyone away from your way, and that's it. I think it was a massive performance, not only for him but from the whole team, showing a lot of character. Coming back from a 1-0 down and supporting a game until a massive and full of stars squad at Argentina.
So we are in the car currently driving towards Stadium 974 to watch the other game in the group, which will be played later today, is Mexico versus Poland. But Alberto, tell me, what does this now mean for Argentina?
For Argentina, now it is difficult. Credo che devono parlare tra.
Mister says that at the moment now it's going to be very difficult for Argentina. Non what they have to do is they have to speak together with one another. At the same time, they have to immediately forget the game today, because they need to win the next two games to qualify, and they have to play very compact, aggressive, and tactically better than they did today. Otherwise. Well, I'm adding this now. I think it's time for they will be going home.
Probabilmente they deve vincere tutte e due.
So, that's all. We're on the way to Mexico versus Poland. Beautiful weather here and an amazing tournament. These are the types of games we were expecting to see, and a huge upset early in day 3 of the FIFA World Cup here in Qatar. See you all again soon.
You've been listening to FIFA Insight Live, a Highway 61 production for FIFA Training Center. For more information and insights throughout the 2022 FIFA World Cup, visit fifatrainingcenter.com.